Junior Space Cadet First Class reporting for duty, sir. It's my very first trip on a rocket ship, and I'm really excited to be here and serving under a veteran captain such as yourself. I can't believe that I'm actually going to be visiting Mars. I want to swim in the canals and see all the ancient ruins. I've heard we might even get to travel to Venus. I'm not interested in seeing the swamps. The lizard men there scare me a little bit. But I've got my ray gun to protect myself, and I'm a pretty good shot. Pew pew! And of all the girls on this ship, I was personally selected to be your personal assistant. I promise I'll be the very best assistant you've ever had. I can type 70 words per minute, and I'm very good at filing documents. I can tidy up this cabin for you whenever you're on the bridge or something. Also, I was first in my class in martini and pie making, which I'm very proud of. I can't wait to show you how well I'll do at both. Now that we're underway to Mars, can I make you a martini, please? And bring you your space pipe and Venusian tobacco? They told me I would need to take care of your every need. Well, no, they didn't give me a specific list, sir, but they said every need, and that's what I intend to do. I'm always very eager to please. Too eager, my instructors always said. Naive, too, although I'm sure that's not really what they meant. Everyone seems to think I am so innocent and gullible. But being in the Space Navy will take care of all that. I joined so I could see the solar system and serve my planet. Well, I was hoping to land myself a husband, too. Maybe a sophisticated Martian prince or a wealthy interplanetary trader. I don't want to just marry someone boring from my home planet like my mom did. A pretty girl like me should be able to attract all kinds of suitors. Why, I'll bet I'll be beating off all kinds of handsome men soon. Sorry, Captain. I guess I got a little distracted. All right, let's get to work. Maybe you'd like to dictate a report to the Space Admiral or something? I have my Stenopad right here, and I'm excellent at shorthand. Here, let me sit in your lap while I take dictation. That's the way they taught us girls how to do it at the Academy. That part confused me at first, but then I realized it was because of turbulence. I don't have my space legs yet, so that's probably for the best anyway. I just end up falling on my cute bottom. Sorry, Captain, I shouldn't be talking about my bottom like that, especially when I'm sitting in your lap. It's not very ladylike of me. I hope you won't put me on the report, but if you're going to, at least be ready for you to dictate it to me. So should I write? Oh, sorry, I guess I was just hoping that you had a report for me to take. I don't care if it's a short one or a long one. I'm ready to take anything I can get. And I'm just so anxious to get to work, sir. Don't you have anything for me to do? Of course, Captain. I'll get you some coffee right away. I started a fresh pot as I came in, just in case. Nothing starts your day off like a steaming hot cup of joe. I've had 3 already. Maybe 4? Yeah, 4. Okay, here you go, Captain. Hot as the sunward side of Mercury and black as the dark side of the moon, just like you told me you like. I'm sorry. We hit some turbulence and I spilled coffee all over your lap. Your very comfortable lap. I'm going to stain that uniform of yours. And it must hurt. Here, we need to get those clothes off of you immediately. No, don't struggle. I'm helping. I need to get those pants off of you and into some warm water and detergent, or else they'll stain and it'll never come out. There. I'll just soak these for a bit, then give them a good wash, and they'll be as good as new. Wait, a little got on your boxers, too. I think I can get that out with my handkerchief and a little bit of spit. Hold still. No, really, I've got this. I can tell you're shocked by how capable I am, but you're in good hands with me. I just need to rub the stain in front of your boxers vigorously, and I'll take good be good. Oh, goodness, I can feel some swelling. Did I burn you? I burnt you, didn't I? But it's okay, I know exactly what to do. I brought my Junior Space Cadet First Class First Aid Kit. I need to apply some Venusian tree slug cream to the burn spot, and it will take care of that swelling right away. Stop struggling, Captain. I'm going to make things right. Okay, I'm gonna need to close my eyes for this part, because I'm a lady and everything, even if this is a medical emergency. But I'm good enough at first aid that I can apply the cream with my eyes closed. I'll just lather a good bit in my hand, then pull down your boxers and find the affected area. Ah, gosh, it's worse than I thought, you poor man. It's even more swollen than I felt through your boxers. But I can fix it, just like I can fix your pants. I just need to massage the cream into the skin so that the healing enzymes start kicking in. Fortunately, my hand is just big enough to get around it. I'll just slide my hand up and down just to make sure the cream gets everywhere. Oh no, I don't think it's working. The swelling is just getting worse. I must not be doing it hard enough. That's it. I'll have to rub even harder now. Maybe if I use both hands? It's not working. You just keep swelling more and more. Oh, gosh, you sound like you're suffering so much. I've never heard a man moan like that before. Maybe you're right, and I shouldn't have tried this on my own. I can run and get the doctor. No, keep it going. It doesn't seem to be working, but you're the captain, so you must know what kind of thing this works than I do. At least you're being more cooperative now. You must recognize my superior first aid skills. Even if it's the swelling has gone down, is that at least starting to feel better now? Oh, good, that's something at least. I'm glad you're feeling better. Even if my hands are starting to get a little sore. But I'm a junior space cadet, first class, and I never give up. But are you sure you're okay? You sound like you're in a lot of pain, Captain. Look out. For what? I guess I can open my eye to see what you're warning me about. Captain, you're getting it all over my cute little junior space cadet first class uniform. How do I make this thing stop? It just keeps squirting like a Venusian squirt worm. It's so hot and sticky. I know what this is, Captain. I may be a hopelessly naive girl from a small town who doesn't know much about the world, but I know what just happened. You're teaching me a lesson about not spilling stuff on superior officers and getting their uniforms all dirty. Now I have to clean both your uniform and mine. Well, you definitely taught me a lesson. Oh, and I guess the cream did work after all. The swelling has gone down. Hooray for my first aid skills. I knew I was good at them. Now, if I can just get your pants and my dress clean, everything will be right as rain. Oh, I'll need to clean this towel I'm using to clean my hands and your, that spot I spilled the coffee on. Okay, not bad work if I do say so myself. Well, I'll lay out a fresh pair of pants and boxers for you, Captain. Then I'll get right to work cleaning up both your pants and my uniform. They'll be as good as new in no time. I received high marks in laundry while at the academy. I'm sorry about the rough start, Captain, but I promise I'll be the very best junior space cadet first class you've ever seen. Don't let my nervous and innocent appearance mislead you. I'm very anxious to begin serving under you and seeing to your every need.